fighting for America.
This is illegal. It's got to stop.
Why are you guys so ready
today?
Mexico is very culpable in this.
They need to take all these children and put them right there on the Mexico border.
It's not about race. It's about resources.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Bureau of Land Management agreed with a Nevada sheriff that rancher Clive and Bundy must be held accountable for his role in an April standoff.
BLM! Go away!
And it's getting ridiculous.
Fighting for you.
I just took exception to your statement about soccer being a socialistic sport. Have you heard of the Olympics?
She's absolutely right.
That's enough out of you. Please cut his mic.
Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kay Miller with you. Thank you all for joining us, whether you're listening in Florida or New England or Pennsylvania or in our own home state of Idaho. Thank you. We're very blessed to have you. We know the competition is ever intense for your attention, for your intellect, for your passion, and whether we succeed or not, we do our very best each and every day to ensure that you have something to listen to. It's just so annoying when you're listening to your radio or your phone and you have absolutely nothing, and then you have people singing goofy songs or some kind of nitwit stuff. Let me get to some emails here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the border. I'd like to talk to you at 580KIDO. Your thoughts on Washington legally toking up today. What does that mean for society? But we always want to share our emails, and let me see. Let's start with Bob. Hey, Kevin, don't forget the World Cup semifinal today on ESPN between Germany and Brazil. You need not worry about soccer draining our piggy banks because we get all the moolah back when the U.S. puts on the Super Bowl football, that sport created so chubby boys can play a sport. The never-ending NBA championship tournament and the World Really Series? We go to Martha. Where are all those guys who are supposed to represent us? Where's Rish, Crapo, Otter? Why do we only hear from Labrador? I'm not sure if we, the people, are being used by foreigners or by politicians, but someone is using children to sucker us into accepting millions into our country illegally, with millions already here. I have looked at the pictures on TV, and it is by no means all children. Neither do these people look like they're starving, but in good fighting condition. Kevin, we are the saps of the century to sit back while our country is invaded. No other country in the world allows this. Kevin, where are our champions? I would agree with you. Martha, you are correct. You are correct indeed. And we have Tom Munn saying that we have no private property. And he's promoting a two-hour video on this. Thank you, Tom Munns. Always appreciate you contributing, whether it's Tom, whether it's Martha, whether it's Bob. We go to the Boise rabble-rouser. Miller, as W, but his signature to the bill. In 2008, the White House spokesman Tony Fratto said, "This is a piece of legislation we're very proud of. This program has been very effective around the world in trying to stop trafficking of persons. Your listeners and you should not continually rewrite history to fit your ideology. It's so tacky and dishonest. I love this. It was a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers, along with the evangelical groups to combat sex trafficking. Bush enthusiastically signed it and supported." Who was the real sponsor of this? I mean, who? So we will talk about the border situation at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Now, many of you go to the Boise Hawks games. In fact, Mrs. Miller is a baseball fan. I don't really hold that against her, but I'll tell you, I just do not care for baseball because I find it incredibly boring. Now, great baseball movies like Bull Durham and others. Look, baseball is wonderful, but, you know, there was a class I took in college for like a couple weeks, and I just was a lousy student. It was called The History of Sports, Sports History, and somebody correct me. You know, I believe that baseball was created by Abner Doubleday to help the beer company sell beer. They wanted him to create something that would be incredibly boring so people would drink a lot of beer. And baseball is incredibly boring. How many people just watch the World Series? And it is the World Series because nobody can beat the Americans. There, I said it. Nobody can beat the Americans. We are proud to be America. We love America. You notice nobody says that anymore? It's almost like we're embarrassed. It's almost like we're embarrassed to be nationalistic. It's almost like we're embarrassed to say, I love America. And I remember many times when I was fighting the libs in Pennsylvania, you know, there were two things that got them going. Number one was George Bush saved America. And number two would be, do you love America?
Hey, Millie Millie, the man of girth. He loves the Lord who made the whole earth. His voice goes out on the airwaves and on KTVB. He got the most raves. American man, Idaho guy, the truth from him will not slip by. K. Millie.
That's right. We love America here. Thank you very much, To Fly Bri. Don't we love America? Don't you love America? People say, oh, America's wrong. America's this. I don't believe so. I think America is the greatest country ever. And we should not apologize for our great nation. But in America, we are overly litigious. We first told you last hour, there's a guy suing, what is it, the Sports Channel, for $10 million because he fell asleep at a game between, I think, the Yankees and the Red Sox. So he fell asleep at this baseball game. And instead of, how should we put this? Instead of saying, gee, maybe I should have, I don't know, had some caffeinated drinks, he's suing the Sports Network and the New York Yankees. Let's take a listen here.
Number one live streaming sports service celebrating 12 years. This guy's oblivious to how good it is. Join the millions of subscribers, maybe even this guy. Watch every out-of-market game live in true HD on over 400 devices. Visit MLB.tv for details.
Sometimes you have to turn it off to get some sleep. It's not the place you come to sleep. But tell you what, though, how comfortable is that? Probably won't have any neck problems tomorrow.
Well, and apparently they called him other names like fatty and this, that, and the other. And he said he was harmed by their hurtful words. So at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, okay, so somebody makes fun of you. Does that mean that you sue them? Does that mean that you take them to court? Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, Munns Tom Twitter, 580KIDO, Kevin Miller, IDO.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tom.
I still don't think the Boise Rabble Rouser is a real person. I just, you know, he always writes comments in there, but nobody ever hears from him in any other way. So he's either chicken to show his face, or he's just, you know, maybe he has there's an alter personality or something.
Who would write the stuff if he's not a real person?
I don't know. Somebody, I don't know. Anyway, well, I think maybe I'm just trying to find a way to fire back because of the Christmas party when he wrote me that love note.
That was a couple of years ago. That's right. We had the Christmas party at wherever that was.
Yeah.
The Egg Place.
Well, I know you went on the sports tangent, and I was kind of bummed about that because I don't.
No, it's not really. No, it's not really a sports tangent. Let's say you're at a ball game, Tom. Maybe the court has ordered you to indoctrinate yourself with the rest of society. You know, like they order me to do things, and you know we'll disclose that. So. You're at a game, you find it boring, you fall asleep, people make fun of you. Does that mean you sue them?
Well, I think that anybody that needs to question that is sick in the head because, number one, I don't know that the judge can really order anybody for anything. And the second of all, I just think that the country's on its head. You know, I love America the way it was. I don't like the way it is now. And I think that distinction needs to be made. And that's really all, you know, that's really all I have to say about that. I wanted to talk about property rights, if you'd let me.
Oh, come on, Tom. You already put it on my Facebook.
Sorry.
You already said, so basically, we have no property rights is what you're saying.
Well, HB 464 by the Idaho legislature was passed 2 years ago. It gave the gas and oil companies the authority to be able to come on your property and without whether you say so or not, and to be able to drill and to be able to put tank farms and the rest of this kind of stuff. I'll have a video on my website. You guys need to pay attention.
Oh, my gosh. This has gone from I don't want to talk about what you're talking about to plugola for TomMunns.com.
No. It's not about that. It's about SB. It's about HB.
Now Alma beat you to that like 27 years ago. We had that story 5 years ago here.
Well, I'm glad, but it needs to be brought to the forefront because we had a packed house in Emmett last night.
A packed house in Emmett is not an easy thing to do.
No, it really isn't, and it shows that people are a little bit awake. I think they're a little confused, and I didn't want to derail your show, Kevin, but this is hugely important.
I agree.
So, and I always appreciate your giving me an outlet.
Look, as long as you're fighting and as long as they'll let us, you've got a home here, Tom.
Well, I had a lady in there. It was kind of funny. I got so kind of fed up or frustrated, I ended up, you know, being vocal as I can sometimes. And the one lady turns around, she says, "What are you going to do to fight the government?" And I just smiled. I'm not sure I knew how to even answer that.
My favorite Tom Munn story is when you ran into Brad Little.
Well, that was a good one. And Brad, if you're listening, God bless you, man.
You got to share it with everybody. You can't just keep it to yourself.
Oh, again?
Look, this is new audience. People don't, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I was at the state convention, and I was a friend of mine that went up with me. I think they used to call him Super Steve on the radio, but we went up there and we were. I came up to Brad Little and I saw him, and I was going to introduce myself to him, and he said. He said, "How you doing, Tom Munns? TomMunns.com, Tom Munns Facebook, Munns Tom Twitter."
See, that's the power of branding of this show, you know.
It's the power of Kevin Miller in the morning, and you know, I urge people everywhere I go to, you know, I promote you, Kevin. I promote the show. I said you're our last bastion of freedom of speech in the state on the radio, and if people are, I can call in and try to make people sick of hearing my voice, and hopefully that more people will call and drown me out.
Tom Munns, we always appreciate it. So, again, TomMunns.com, we've got that video. You've got that video. Yes, thank you. Take care.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Paul in Nampa at 580KIDO. Hello, Paul.
Hey, morning, Kevin. How are you?
Living the dream, sir. Good morning.
You betcha. Hey, the country needs three things right now, three T's. Term limits, tax changes, and tort reform.
Wow.
You know, term limits, these folks are too concerned about getting reelected. They're not doing their job. Tort reform keeps the stupid, lawsuits like you were just talking about, this guy suing for falling asleep and you know, being filmed. And tax changes, everybody knows our tax code is ridiculous. It's, you know, 70 feet high of paper.
It pays to be an accountant.
Those three things, you know, would make a huge difference in the country. I mean, legislators would do what they're supposed to do and not worry about getting reelected. They get one term, 6 years, 8 years, whatever it is.
Paul, what do you make of term limits in the state?
I think it would be great. I mean, you know, originally when the founders and framers set up the country, they didn't intend for, you know, like, who just retired from the Congress after 45 or 50 years? I forget. One of the guys from Pennsylvania or something.
Oh, you had Arlen Specter. You had Robert Byrd. Yeah, you had all those guys. I
mean, if you knew that you were going to take the office for 8 years, and you knew that you started here and you were going to be done in 8 years, you didn't have to worry about it, you would just pay attention to what you're supposed to do, you know, which is legislate and take care of making good laws for the country, even the state. And, you know, we have a part-time legislature here in Idaho, which I think is awesome.
I think it should be more part-time. Paul, thank you for the call.
All right, thanks.
All right, appreciate it. Great call by Paul. More of your thoughts on saving America, this goofy lawsuit, the border. And remember, we're going to hear about the roundabout because we're doing more roundabout coverage at 580KIDO. Are you a real American? What does that mean? We'll tell you next. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Good morning to you, Trevor.
Trevor, Kevin, who knows?
Good morning, Trevor. Yeah, I heard that.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho.
Are your ears burning yet? They should be. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And because we never filter anything here at 580KIDO, we always love to give you the unfiltered, unaccessed email. And I believe this is from Sherry, and the reason why I can't read it verbatim is the screen locked up. Oh, I hate when that happens. Kevin, I want to hear about this lawsuit. I'm sorry, I fell asleep. Thank you, Sherry. Well, what we're talking about is this lawsuit where you have this guy who's kind of he's got a surplus. Unlike the federal government, he's doing well. He's got a surplus. He doesn't have a deficit. He's got a big pack. He doesn't have a six-pack, and he fell asleep at the Yankees-Red Sox game, and he wants to sue the sports league because they made fun of him, and he suffered damages. That's right. So, Sherry, thanks for joining us, and whether you fall asleep or not, thank you for waking up with us here at 580 KIDO. We go to Pat in Middleton with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Kevin. Boy, you really got me when you said you didn't like baseball. It's not boring. It's relaxing. It's a great way to relax, drink a few beers, get some sun, be out in the fresh air, and enjoy a game.
I got to tell you.
Game.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
If I had to pick between baseball and soccer, I'm going soccer.
Oh.
And you know what I think about soccer?
I thought you said you loved America, man.
I do love America.
That's not proof. That's not proof. Hey, I love America. I love God. I love America, and I'm proud to say it. And let me tell you another thing. That movie, America, you need to go see it. I saw it. It was fantastic. I saw it July 3rd when it came out. I took a break from the heat and went inside on a matinee and watched it, and man, it actually held my attention the whole time. And I don't usually like documentaries, but that was fascinating. It really told both sides of the story, and it was, I think everyone needs to go see it just for the fact that it's accurate. You know, you get to see both sides, so it's not just one side or the other. It was very good. But your wife is smart, not smart enough, you know, to not marry you sometimes.
You know what she told me last night?
What?
You know, she looked at me and she said, you know, I had options. And I go, what? You had options? What does that mean?
You know, she still has options, man. You keep up the baseball hating speech and, you know, she may have to rethink it, you know. Yeah.
Well.
So, you know, but I love you, brother. And you're right. You do brand people. You know, I say my name and I say, oh, I'm Pat from Middleton. And be, oh, you're the Pat.
Yeah, I say that all the time, too. You're that, Pat.
Yes, and then people go, well, what is that other thing Kevin calls you? And I said, he calls me the International Playboy.
You are. You are our Playboy. And, you know, I really would love to do Pat from Middleton International Playboy Bachelor Edition here. I think we could find you a good woman. And well, I think we would have an expert panel of Liberal Steve, Tea Party Bob, and probably Patriot Ray or something like that, or maybe Jim from Star, our fashion people. We'd do a makeover of you. We'd go out on the dates with you. We'd interview the potential suitors for you. I think it'd be the best ever.
Hey, if you're willing to go to that kind of effort, because let me tell you something. When it comes to dating, I suck.
I'm telling, if you're game for it, I think that we can help you.
Well, I'd be willing to at least look at it.
All right. Well, we're going to do that then, Pat from Middleton.
All right, man. I love you, brother. Take good care. But, you know, what do you think baseball? Soccer's really boring. I mean, come on. Baseball never ends in a tie.
Words of wisdom. Thank you, Pat.
See ya.
All right. Take care. How do you top him? Well, TPB, Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO from the Gem State Patriot.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
You're a pretty smooth character.
Smooth? I'm not so sure about that.
You're quite the charmer. You know, we were out the other day, and I think you called a young lady sweetheart.
I did?
You did.
Well, maybe I just kind of do that because I'm an old guy.
I think you wanted more water, I think,
water.
With the chips, yes.
Yeah, I have to keep hydrating myself, you know?
Now more than ever.
It's these hot temperatures. They get a little bit heavy on the older guys.
Now, you're a man of the world. What do you think about Pat from Middleton, International Playboy? He could be our bachelor.
Oh, absolutely. We need to find somebody for Pat. He needs some help.
He needs some help.
Yeah, he needs somebody to love him.
Wow, Tea Party Bob, I'm getting all warm and fuzzy here.
Yeah, let's find him somebody. I'm sure maybe Linda out there in Emmett.
Well, I thought there were some sparks there. We did try and hook them up before.
Yeah, but it didn't seem to work out. I guess maybe he just didn't spend enough time out there in Emmett with her.
Well, Tom Munn says there was a big crowd in Emmett, so...
You know, I wanted to mention something. I want to know where Senators Crapo and Raich have been during this whole debacle going on down at the border, and also our conservative Congressman Simpson. I haven't heard a word from these guys. Everybody's worried about the kids crossing, you know, at our border. Who's trying to help the kids in our own country? You know, we have people here who need help. We have children who go hungry and without medical care every day. You know, remember, you spent a whole week down at Walmart at Garrity raising money for the rescue mission for the Women and Children Shelter. How about sending $2 billion in for that? You know,
I'm sure Reverend Bill would like the $2
billion. Well, sure, but let's start taking care of our own, and let's stop worrying about everybody else. If you can't take care of your own, you shouldn't be out there trying to take care of those that they are needy, but you don't have all the resources.
Look, we're trying to take care of our own with Pat from Middleton.
Oh, no, like I said, I don't know. He might be a lost cause.
Well, I like the idea that we have the expert panel.
Oh, which panel is that?
Well, we're going to have you. We're going to have Patriot Ray, maybe Jim from Star, maybe Liberal Steve, and we can coach him on how to be a suitor.
Oh, with us guys, we'd have him married off in a week.
Yeah, he'd be good.
We just need to get the right people to call in.
Well, I think that we could hook him up, so maybe we'll work on that.
Well, that sounds like a good idea to me.
Tea Party Bob, we'll see you Saturday.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right. All right, our great friend Tea Party Bob. Quickly to Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Kevin Miller.
How are you, brother?
You know, I'm doing well. I don't know how well our country's doing right now with all the money we're spending to help every other nation in the world except our own.
I'm with you.
We just seem to decide that whoever's in leadership at the time decides that, well, we need to help everybody else, forget about the people here, forget about our military, forget about our own children. Let's bring a bunch of illegal children here, and let's do everything we can to them. Let's ask everybody to bring diapers. Let's ask everybody to bring their underwear. Let's get them help. And then they attack Murrieta for turning them away, and you get all the libs who just think it's horrible. You know, if we don't start protecting our borders and build that fence that we've been promised for how many decades now, and it hasn't happened, and they keep saying they can't do it. They could do it. They could do it in a heartbeat, and we could protect our borders by just having our men come back from Afghanistan and every place else and protect our borders here. And let's worry about the people here for a while and quit trying to spend ourselves into prosperity, which will never happen. So I don't know. It's frustrating. The gentleman who's falling asleep at the ball game?
Yes.
That's insane. I mean, come on, you fall asleep. I got a sister-in-law that every time we go to a movie, she falls asleep halfway through. So it's hilarious. I'm sorry he put himself in that position. Will a judge really accept that as a lawsuit? But I guess so, because they accept the woman who got burnt from McDonald's coffee. It's crazy. We're living in a real weird world right now, Kevin.
Well, and we have you on Saturday.
KIDO.
Yeah, we'll have you on Saturday.
You betcha.
All
and
right.
You and KIDO are awesome, so just keep up the good work.
Keep your powder dry.
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye. Our friend Patriot Ray joining us. Coming up next, the other side of the Eagle Roundabout, why it matters to you. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Abe Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. In-depth team coverage continues on the Eagle Roundabout. Naomi Preston joining us now at 580KIDO. Naomi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
So, big deal tonight in Eagle.
Yeah. It is. Got discussion of the roundabout on the agenda.
Indeed. Your phone's a little hectic, so we'll try and make this work.
I'll try to get closer to the source here.
Okay. So tell us why this is so important, not just to Eagle, but to people that don't live in Eagle.
For people that don't live in Eagle, why it's important? Well, in general, roundabouts are not as safe as traditional intersections for pedestrians and cyclists. And so, you know, runabouts are great out in the country where they can move traffic, but in a pedestrian and bicycle-friendly town like Eagle, it would make it very difficult to cross the street at rush hours. There are studies from the United States as well as all around the world that show that bicyclist safety, bicycle accidents and injuries go up significantly in roundabouts compared to traditional intersections. And handicapped persons have a terrible time crossing roundabouts. And the Eagle has tried to be pedestrian friendly and cyclist friendly, and it would really destroy our downtown.
Right, and for people that are not familiar with where this proposed roundabout is, could you let people know?
Sure. It's right in the downtown core at our main intersection of Old State Street and Eagle Road.
Right. So now if you don't live in Eagle, you still are impacted if you visit people or you're going through or what have you.
Exactly.
Now, how bad is traffic there?
At rush hour in the afternoon, you know, right about 5 o'clock, you know, we have some traffic. It's certainly not like Boise. But the bigger issue is not just this intersection. The bigger issue, as Mark briefly touched on, is to get people around downtown Eagle. Let's work on some arterials that get people to where they're going so that downtown can be a little more pedestrian friendly.
Right, and for people that didn't listen at 7:30, that was Mark Butler, the city councilman, who gave you props. But at 580 KIDO, this has been very contentious. There's a big meeting tonight. Really hasn't been covered by the press. They cover the roundabout in Northwest Boise. But you have a lot of business folks that are worried. You have a lot of people that are worried. You've got Jackson's. You've got the Bodacious Pig. You've got Rembrandt's. You've got the people that own the gas station that's still there, upset. What would be the economic impact of this?
Well, as far as the businesses downtown, it would be pretty devastating. ACHD had a meeting with the downtown business owners a few months ago, and they told us it would take about 5 to 7 months to construct this roundabout. We would probably all be out of business within a month if we don't have any traffic downtown. Just to give you an example, about a month ago there was a tiny bit of construction downtown. There was a flagger on Eagle Road. Everybody was avoiding downtown like the plague. It went on for about a week. I lost about $300 to $350 a day for a week, which was my mortgage payment. So just in 1 week's time, you can have a significant impact on a small business, let alone 5 to 7 months. In the meeting with ACHD, the director, Bruce Wong, was talking about the construction, the recent construction in downtown Meridian, and he said, well, we lost a couple businesses, but they were in trouble anyway. And I voiced my opinion that, you know, we don't want to lose a couple of businesses in downtown Eagle. You know, the businesses are what make downtown Eagle what it is. We've got a nice diverse group of businesses, and people that own their own business, as you know, since Dorothy has her own shop, Hope Blooms in Eagle.
Oh, she's quite the effective lobbyist at the Miller home.
We
yes.
work our hearts out, and we don't work an eight-hour day. People that have their own businesses work an amazing amount of hours during the week, and they put their heart and soul into these businesses in downtown Eagle. And to destroy what they've put together, I think, is just unconscionable.
So Mr. Butler said that he proposed the roundabout, but he's having second thoughts. So, and then he said it was up to the ACHD, but isn't it really up to, I mean...
It's really up to the city council. I wrote a little article called Passing the Buck, and I think that's what's going on now. You know, just to review what happened last August, the city council voted the roundabout down. They got public opinion. People were against the roundabout. It was unanimous. Then, lo and behold, in March, all of a sudden, it comes up again with little public comment, and all of a sudden, Mark Butler's, you know, proposing the roundabout, and it gets voted on. So it's been a little bit of a flip-flop. ACHD has said in their public meetings they will do what the city of Eagle wants. The city of Eagle voted that they wanted a roundabout, so that's why ACHD is doing that. So the city needs to give clear direction to ACHD, and they will follow that.
Do you believe that the majority of the folks want this roundabout, or they reflect your interest and the interest of other business owners within that State Street and Eagle Road facility?
Okay. The majority of folks do not want the roundabout, and I am not merely representing my business interests. I speak to people from the public. Since I have a coffee shop, I talk to hundreds of people every day from all walks of life in Eagle, and they are maybe 1 in 10, 1 in 20 is for the roundabout until they find out where it's going to be, and then they are not for it. So my major push is safety. I want to see a safe downtown for cyclists and pedestrians. And secondly, you know, I want to protect the businesses. But I've lived in Idaho in this area since 1981, and I love Eagle. I love downtown. I want it to be safe.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, to make that roundabout, we were talking with City Councilman Butler, it's going to chew up a lot of real estate.
Oh, a ton of real estate. The size of the double-lane roundabout is about the size of the infield at Hawk Stadium. People have no clue how big it's going to be. It's going to wipe out just a lot of territory. You know, I think part of the vision from City Council, the ones that were for it, was to beautify downtown Eagle and see some sculpture and some landscaping in the middle. That would be very pretty, but I think that's at the expense of pedestrians, cyclists, and businesses.
Yeah, like the cows they have over by the cheese factory there in Napa. That's pretty.
Right, right. Exactly.
So what's going to happen tonight?
Well, the specific item that's on the agenda is to discuss sending a letter to ACHD recommending against the five-lane intersection and recommending against a roundabout. It seems to me that Mr. Butler probably should be making a motion on that since he put it on the agenda. They're not having, it's more like a meeting to discuss whether to write a letter. So I question if that is strong enough, writing a letter is strong enough to ACHD, or if they need a vote that says, you know, the city council says, we do not want a roundabout, period.
Well, Mr. Butler did say he believed he made a mistake in proposing that, and the mayor...
Yes, he said that many times. And we do appreciate that he has been willing to listen on the roundabout issue. He has been one of the three that voted for it, that his ears are open, he's looked at some of the studies we've presented, and he's willing to change his mind.
So what would you say to the others tonight before the big meeting?
Well, I would ask them if they've read the 210 pages of safety studies that I sent them last week, because in there's a lot of substantive data that shows that roundabouts are not safe for pedestrians and cyclists. The mayor has said many times there are only about 20 people in Eagle that are against the roundabout, and I think we've shown him that that's not the case.
Would you like him to listen to you? He does listen to this program. What would you say to him directly?
Well, I would like him to listen to us, and I truly believe so far he really hasn't been listening. And, you know, I know he's a good man, and I just think he needs to look at the data that's out there, look at the studies we've provided, and consider all the sides of this issue.
Well, Naomi, please keep us abreast of this. Hopefully you'll have some more media coverage on this. I was surprised that the first meeting, or this first or second meeting, didn't draw. Hopefully you'll have some people there covering this issue, and you'll get the situation taken care of.
Well, last week, or the town hall meeting a couple weeks ago, was standing room only. They had to bring in extra chairs, and the majority of people were respectful and expressed their views. I expect it to be standing room only tonight. So,
well, a shout out to News Directors Monitoring. It's a big story. Naomi, thank you for your activism, and we'd love to have you back.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Naomi Preston joining us, talking about the impact of this roundabout in Eagle on small businesses, big businesses, pedestrians, and bicyclists. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, your community voice. Let's get you to work.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, K. Miller with you just in time for traffic. Let's find out what's going on. Dave Burnett. Barry, thank you very much. I can't wait for the cool down. Join us Monday and Tuesday. One of my, if not my favorite event of the year, is the Buckaroo Breakfast. Maybe we can corral Reverend Bill from the Boise Rescue Mission and others. Certainly we're going to have some cowboys. We'll have some country and western singers. And, of course, everybody associated with the Snake River Stampede. That's Monday and Tuesday of next week. Good day, God bless, and keep the faith. Serving Emmett.